Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra principal guest conductor Stefan Denev to talk about a program he was conducting that featured works about animals, dogs, wolves, butterflies, spiders, and more.
Actually, there are more than 25 different species that are described musically by the orchestra. So yes, I wanted to explore the animals in music, but it came naturally actually from an idea, which is that The Carnival of the Animals and Peter and the Wolf are two really great masterworks which people never hear unless they have a child, because it's never played out of children's concerts. But I think we are all grown-up kids and we need to hear these wonderful pieces. So that's why I wanted to put them in a subscription concert, which is extremely rare. And then that helped me to put together a program with two extremely rare pieces which are not often performed at all, the Poulenc Animal Model and Roussel's Spider's Feast.
Why are animals relegated to children's concerts?
Well, it is true, of course, that Peter and the Wolf was clearly conceived as a piece for children, but Prokofiev is such a genius that he put together a piece which is speaking to everybody. And I know a very dear friend of mine who is actually quite an old man who said to me that Peter and the Wolf is one of his very favorite pieces ever on the entire repertoire. And I agree with him. It is a masterwork. So, when I listen to this piece, I don't feel that I need to really adapt to something any childish. I mean, that's really just speaking to everybody.
And you say you start off the program with the Roussel. You've recorded all of his orchestral works. Any new insights when you play it fresh this time with Philadelphia Orchestra?
Well, this is a fantastic orchestra that plays with so much virtuosity. So I am very pleased that we can play it with actually quite a big number of strings, because they can play so soft. So that pleased me a lot, that I have this lush sound of the Philadelphia Orchestra playing extremely soft in this delicate, impressionistic piece. I recorded all Roussel. I love his music. I feel a special connection because I'm born in the same city in north of France where he was born 102 years before me. And his type of spirit musically, I mean, his colors, his mixing of something very sentimental and very organized, very mathematic, with something very Latin and spontaneous and colorful, is something that speaks very, very much to me.
So let's talk about the Saint-Saëns, Carnival of the Animals. It's interesting because I understand the composer himself said he was reluctant to perform it in public because of the playful nature. And it strikes me that playful, fun music can be just as serious as dramatic music that portrays something bad. And just like in comedy, in the theater or in movies, sometimes comedians aren't taken as seriously. But why should that be? Because this music is really rich with so many elements.
There is always a prejudice about something that appears first light. And I'm very sensitive to this prejudice, because a lot of French music is considered sometimes less deep than, let's say, German music, because it seems to be decorative in some sort. And I suffer about that, because I think that depth and very intense meaning can be hidden behind this lightness and this humor. There's a great sentence which says that humor is the politeness of despair. And this is often the case. And I love that you would propose, like Poulenc does, or Mozart, by the way, you would propose something that appears on a first layer just, light and playful, but at the same time, you discover that there are ambiguity and there are a lot of nostalgia or deeper meanings behind this lightness. And I find that fascinating, so that's why I love that.
So all of these pieces actually can be appreciated on many different levels.
Indeed. For me, a masterwork is like magic flute. Magic flute speaks to everybody, from children to the oldest mature person. And it speaks to the Papageno of this world and to the Tamino of this world. I mean, to people with different culture background or take on the world. And I respect enormously pieces that have this power to speak to everybody. And I think the four pieces of our program today have indeed this possibility to speak on the surface, to speak on a deeper context. And they have this plurality of meaning. And definitely for me, there are a lot of deeper messages hidden there.
Now, three out of the four pieces in this program are French. And I understand that Jean de La Fontaine wrote the fables that are very well known in French culture.
Jean de La Fontaine, indeed, is a very, very important writer for us. He's a classic. And actually, at school, every child learn many fables. And they're really an important part of the basic culture of France.
The other fascinating aspect about that piece is that Poulenc wrote it in 1940, about the time of the war. So even though on one level it's about animals, on another level it's about what was going on with human beings.
That's indeed the ambiguity of the piece, is that it's during occupation, and you put some actually clear messages of freedom and of nationalism there, because, for instance, the second piece called The Lion in Love, Le Lion Amoureux, has a melody which is extremely near a very famous melody called Vous n'aurez pas l'Alsace et la Lorraine, which is a song, very, very popular song written after the Franco-Prussian War in 1870, and which says, well, you know, you can have the fields, maybe the territory, but you will never have our heart, and our hearts stay French. And imagine that actually the orchestra of the Opéra de Paris played this melody that everybody recognized in front of German Nazi people in the audience. So that's quite a bold statement by Poulenc. And the piece has indeed this quite nationalistic pride, which is there on many occasions, and it's very fervent, and I do feel very French when I conduct it.
Well, it's a very beautiful program. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.